We're talking with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto. His beat normally with capital L, the White House and the like. It is March 31st when we do our conversation, Barry. The deadline for individuals to enroll in the Affordable Care Act if they do not have insurance. And based on what we're seeing the reports out of the White House, it looks as if people are starting to warm up to the deadline.
Yeah, the people definitely are. Part of that is human nature, of course. A lot of us are naturally procrastinators, wait till the last minute. Another part of this is the fact that I think many Americans were just waiting to see where things were going to go with the dreadful startup of the rollout back in October. But with the White House banging the drum to get people, especially young people, enrolled in the system, and with the deadline approaching, a lot of people have taken an interest in at least finding out about the process, if not enrolling altogether. But there is one problem. We found out about a half hour ago that the website is down again. I talked to an HHS official. They say it's not a volume issue, even though they've been handling unprecedented consumer interest and consumer volume on the website. They say it's a software bug, that they've extended their normal nightly maintenance to take care of it, and that the website should be back up sometime this morning. But in the meantime, on this last day of the open enrollment period, people are going to have to either leave their information on the website and get in a queue, or call one of the many operators that are available on the phone system to begin the enrollment process.
How much do you think that people are sort of waiting to see what will happen, because they've seen so many delays, even though some don't want to call it delays, but frankly, they are delays about some of the implementations of some of the Affordable Care Act. They say, hey, the other things have been pushed back. What about this?
Well, I think that's exactly true. I just think there's a lot of confusion in general. I was at an enrollment event in Maryland over the weekend, and so many people have so many questions, even now, after all these months of information being out there, available on the media, through websites, even through social media, on what the Affordable Care Act is about. But the administration, frankly, hasn't done a very good job of spelling out the nuts and bolts of how it's going to translate into everyone's lives, into individuals' lives. And they've left it to individual Americans to seek that information on their own. And I think a lot of people are just frankly confused and find the system is too complicated. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many of these enrollment events are being held by states around the country, because people need some answers before they reach this deadline, the midnight tonight, before they actually sign their names and get into the system.
Where we are talking from, Barry, it is a strong Republican bastion. Some say the strongest in Michigan, one of the strongest in the nation. So the Republicans around here are definitely critical of the Affordable Care Act, and the two congressmen representing this area, Fred Upton, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and Bill Huizinga from the Financial Services Committee, are definitely critical of what has gone on, especially Huizinga. Is this more fodder for Republicans and for opponents of the Affordable Care Act, what is going on, this last-minute situation?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's plenty here to criticize, and it goes back again to what I was talking about before. There's so much about this law that is not yet understood, and as long as people don't know what it's going to mean for their everyday lives, the administration's going to be open for criticism. But, I think here in Washington, even though we have continuing votes in the House of Representatives to defund Obamacare, it is here to stay. I mean, you've got more than 6 million people enrolled. It may reach up to 7 million people. How many of those people are uninsured people who now have insurance? That's an open question. I think the administration can be criticized for not providing, accurate, if not accurate or exact numbers, I should say, on who is involved in these enrollments. How many of these people are going to qualify for tax credits? How many people fall under the Medicaid expansion? Is the system actually going to work with the private insurance component of Obamacare? So as long as there are these types of questions swirling around the system, as long as there's no handle on what the whole thing is going to cost the country, I think the critics will still have a lot of ammunition to throw at the administration, at least until the system settles down.
once the system settles down, do you see perhaps the Democrats especially opening up the discussions about maybe doing some changes and alterations with it to address some of the problems that have been addressed that have cropped up?
I think it'd be politically foolish of them not to, because there will be problems that continue to crop up. You can't launch something this large, this massive, this complex, without there being bugs at the very least to fix. And I think that's been recognized at the White House, where the president, through executive orders and the like, has tried to tinker with the system, extend deadlines, etc. But at some point in time, as the system settles down, there is going to be this realization that there are going to be bigger fixes needed. And I think the Democrats are going to have to get involved. But I don't expect any of that to happen until the elections later this year. And of course, Obamacare is going to be an absolutely huge issue in elections. We saw in that special election in Florida a few weeks ago how it played into the Republicans' hands there, and they won that seat. And it remains to be seen whether the system will settle enough that the Obama administration can make enough claims about success in time for the midterm elections this November.